One in five Britons say they are willing to engage in political violence to stop national decline. By Kurt Zindelka on August 10, 2025. The increasingly tense political climate in Britain has a large majority concerned that violence will break out, and one in five saying that they are willing to turn to violence if the country continues to decline. According to a survey of 2,000 adults in the UK by Looking for Growth and Merlin Strategy, 70% of the country are worried that Britain is on the precipice of political violence erupting, the New Statesman reported. Perhaps more concerningly, one-fifth of respondents, 21%, said that political violence is sometimes justified. And nearly as many, 19%, said that they would personally be willing to engage in political violence if the state of the country continues to worsen. The survey found that supporters of Nigel Farage's Reform UK party were the most likely to agree that political violence is sometimes necessary at 32%. This was followed by Green Party voters, 24% of whom agreed with the sentiment. Separately, the poll found that a plurality of Britons, 47%, agree that it is acceptable to protest outside migrant hotels, while 44% opposed. Again, a significant cohort believed that it is even acceptable to riot outside migrant hotels at 14%, including 19% of Reform voters. The survey comes amid months of protests against so-called asylum seekers, the vast majority being military-age males who illegally entered the country by small boat via the English Channel from France, being put up at taxpayer expense in hotels and other accommodations across the country. Currently, over 32,000 migrants are being housed in over 200 hotels across the country, and thousands more are being put up in previously privately owned HMOs, house in multiple occupation, dotted throughout British communities. The recent round of protests was sparked last month in the Essex town of Epping after an Ethiopian hotel migrant allegedly sexually assaulted a 14-year-old girl from the area, reportedly just days after breaking into the country illegally. Multiple protests continued over the weekend, including in Nuneaton, where over 1,000 locals took to the streets after it emerged that police had not informed the public that two Afghan asylum seekers had been arrested over the alleged kidnap, strangulation, and rape of a 12-year-old girl from the town. One man at the protest told Breitbart London, "The women and children who are being attacked in our country. I was horrified for the little lady and her family, but you hear it daily with the attacks. People who have come across the channel, being crude. If you want to come here and blend in, do as the English do." Migrant hotels were also a major flashpoint during last summer's anti-mass migration riots following the mass stabbing at a children's Taylor Swift dance party, which saw three young girls murdered at the hands of second-generation migrant Axel Rudakubana. The growing anger over the mass migration agenda and the inability or unwillingness of successive governments to heed the wishes of the public have led to growing warnings that Britain may be on the precipice of an outright civil war. This has included King's College London Professor of War in the Modern World David Betts, who has warned that the UK is likely already past the tipping point. "We are past the point at which normal politics is able to solve the problem. Almost every plausible way forward from here involves some kind of violence in my view," Professor Betts said in June. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.